It was a novel idea proposed 45 years ago by then Honolulu Mayor Frank Fossey. We're talking about neighborhood boards, a structure spanning 33 districts across Oahu. The Neighborhood Commission Office is preparing for elections that take place next spring, and it's beating the bushes looking for candidates interested in improving life where they live. The signups began yesterday, and they run through February 15th. Executive Director Sean Hamamoto tells us more.
You know, a few years back when I just started this position, I did do some research trying to see what other cities were doing. And to my surprise, I really found less than a handful of such grassroots neighborhood organizations, you know, across the country. You know, I think I found one in Seattle, maybe one in Michigan, but it's not common. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very special. I think we're very fortunate to have this in the city and county of Honolulu. A platform where the community can, you know, face-to-face address their elected officials and other government agencies to really find out, you know, get to the core of what's going on in our communities, really at the grassroots level.
It's really about access.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's one thing we've improved upon over the years is I would say over the last decade, the trend has been more and more neighborhood boards are actually becoming televised. Which is, you know, I'm a former neighborhood board member too. I was a board member for the Downtown Neighborhood Board. And while I was there, that was actually one of my initiatives is to get that board televised because there we had our monthly meetings and, you know, there was no parking, maybe sometimes, you know, just for maybe elderly residents or whatnot. My idea was, hey, this is a communities board. It should be accessible to everybody and not just anyone who can happen to make it in person. So I want to say out of our 33 boards, I want to say at least 28 or 29 are being recorded at this time.
And then do you stream them on the internet?
So we don't have live streaming capability yet, but we do contract with a videographer. And what they do is they'll tape it. They'll bring it to Olelo. Olelo will replay it maybe a week or so later. And also they'll put it online in their archives. So if you want to go back and see what happened at the Kailua Neighborhood Board in 2008 in February, you could look that up.
And let's talk about how important this model is because it's getting some attention across the country and internationally.
Just this past year, we received an inquiry from a municipality in Canada who had heard about us. And also we had an intern coming to us from the Ukraine all the way in Europe. Interestingly, her internship was with the Office of Economic Development, but she just had heard about this neighborhood board system. So she made some requests to come visit our office, and I was happy to have her. I guess the Ukraine right now, you know, they're going through some transitions in their government, moving towards more of a democratic system. And this intern just thought our neighborhood board system was just wonderful. So she wanted to learn more, and she thought that this system could work great in the Ukraine. I believe she was even interviewed in Civil Beat, and she even made mention about one of the things that stood out to her was our neighborhood board system we have here.
So I recall this was started under then-Mayor Frank Fossey.
Correct. Yes.
And it's really kind of morphed. I attended a forum, I think, in Palolo Valley, where they just focused on the monster home issue, something
yes.
important to that community. And they gathered people to really talk about what was happening and what could be done about it.
Correct. And, you know, many instances, solutions to a lot of our community's issues come from the neighborhood boards. And I can say, you know, talking to a lot of council members, they're very appreciative that these issues can be addressed at the grassroots level in the community, you know, before, you know, coming full-blown to the full council and such. So, you know, another good example of how these neighborhood boards work is there was an issue earlier this year about Alexander and Baldwin buying Manoa Marketplace. And one of their plans was controversial because they were going to cut down the trees in the parking lot, the beloved trees. So this issue got brought to the Manoa Neighborhood Board, and just working collaboratively, civilly, you know, with all the parties involved, government, Alexander and Baldwin, the community, they came up with a solution to redesign the parking lot and save the trees. So it was a win-win. And again, this all took place at the neighborhood board level. So this is a great win for the community.
So we need people to participate.
Yes, Catherine, yes, and that's why I'm here. So we are accepting candidates now for the next 2 months. And also we want to let your listeners, if they want to get more information about this, we are starting a mobile text platform. And, of course, standard messaging rates will apply. But if your listeners want to type or text GONCO, that's GONCO, text GONCO to the number 95577, and you'll get real-time updates from our office. And one thing, we're trying to use technology even more now. On the first thing the first time we're implementing it this year is now people will have the ability to register as a candidate from their mobile device. You know, before they would have to request a form or download it and mail it in, but now they can do it right from their phones, and we can save some paper and some postage too.
I know there are a number of folks that have joined just because of a particular issue, got involved, and then it turned into a career in politics.
Yes, you know, some of our that's a great point, Catherine. You know, some of our well-known politicians have come from the neighborhood board system. I think just in this recent election, I believe we had three. Representative Dale Kobayashi, he was the chair of the Manoa Neighborhood Board. We have newly elected Senator Kurt Favela, and he was part of our Eva Beach Neighborhood Board. And there was Representative Okimoto from it. So I know we had three people that got their starts from the neighborhood boards, grassroots level, and, you know, made it up to higher levels. And even prior to this year, just off the top of my head, Representative Cedric Gates, former neighborhood board member and chair, Senator Carl Rhodes, even our Mayor Kirk Caldwell was a former board member. So, yes, this is a great place for those interested in perhaps a political career. This is a great platform because you really learn the community's issues, you know, at its most basic level.
Right, and I recall Willis Sparrow, he was on, I think he had your job.
Actually,
way
yes,
back
he
when.
Was my predecessor, yes. Yeah. Big shoes to fill. I like Will very much.
So really, it's a way to be able to cut your teeth on the process, learn and get involved if you really care about what's going on in your community.
Exactly, and you know, it's a very inclusive system. To be eligible for a candidate, you just need to be 18 years old and a resident. That's it. We do have certain specific areas where it has been a struggle to get candidates.
Tell us about the elections, because they're done online. Folks are really the guinea pigs. You've been testing this out.
Yes. Overall, it's been going well. You know, this online elections first started in 2009, so it's been about a decade. I can say that since it's first started online, it's been increasing. I think the first year we went online, we had about maybe 10,000 voters. 2 years ago, our most recent election, we had 20,000. So we're hoping to see that trend continue. Basically, people who voted in the most recent general election are automatically registered. So they'll be receiving ballots in contested races. We don't send out ballots if they're uncontested. But for those people who for some reason didn't vote in the general election but still want to vote in the neighborhood board elections, they can still register to vote by contacting our office. Best way to reach us is our number, 768-3710. That's our direct line.
Now, when you made the transition from paper ballots to online, you mentioned there was a drop in participation.
Yes,
people
there
not
was.
Used to it.
Yeah, and that's what we find. You know, there is a learning curve. You know, ballots has been, I guess, traditionally, that's the way it's been done in America. But so this online was new. So there was some hesitation, some apprehension about the use of this technology. But I just think as we move on and technology improves, people will become more comfortable. And what I found, it was maybe those citizens who weren't quite used to the technology, so perhaps senior citizens, that they were the most apprehensive. But we did want to make it accessible. So we do work with our state library system. So if people don't have their own computer at home, they can go to any state library system and use their computers. We want to make Hawaii a model for online voting is, you know, where we're going, because we do really think that's, you know, where the future is taking us. So, yeah, you know, it's very exciting, and we just hope to get more participation than ever. In our last election, we had 611 candidates. That was the second most of all time on record. So that was a good statistic. So we're hoping to get more than that this
okay.
year.
Are there any areas, any particular neighborhoods where you just know you've had problems getting people to step up to the plate?
Just off the top of my head, I know there's some, like, maybe pockets, like in, say, Kahala, a certain sub-district there. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just want everybody to get out. We are making more of a concerted effort this year to get out in the community. We're going to be making about a dozen stops around our island, just stopping at various shopping centers, places, just to inform people about the neighborhood boards and try to get them to sign up to be candidates.
Kind of a pop-up
yes,
thing.
Yeah, so we're working with a lot of the shopping malls, you know, around the island. They've been very helpful.
Sean Hamamoto is the Executive Director of the Neighborhood Commission Office. For links to this story, check our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.